Gravity, 26th of July 2009. Good morning. First link today, straight in there, is from Memory Bits. I had this via an email. It's probably middle of last week. And I'm always looking around for different little cables that are reasonably priced. And they sent one via one of these little newsletters. It's a 6-in-1 Ultimate. I hate the word Ultimate in cable names. I mean, it's just a cable connector. It's not Ultimate. If it was the Ultimate, it'd have every single connector on there in history. 6-in-1 data link and charge cable for mobile phones, iPods, iPhones, 3G and 3GS. Not that should make any difference. GBA, DS, DSL, DSi. So basically, you've got six different connectors on the end of this one cable, which is quite useful. And they're only £5. And the best thing about it, they're free shipping as well. Pretty useful if you're taking your kids or family away quite a lot. It's better to have one of these cables instead of multiple different cables. Hook it up. Most new cars have like USB charging ports, either in a dash or you can have them custom fitted. Quite useful if you've just bought one of those 4-in-1 cigarette lighter sockets as well. You can just use one of the sockets instead of three or four, and save the rest for your for charging the rest of your stuff. Next link today is over on tbuzz.arc90.com. Arc90 just come on my radar a week or so ago. They're a little team that are based over in, I think it's Brooklyn. I'm just going to find out where they are. Just 1 second. They are in Brooklyn, yeah. They founded in 2004. And their goal of designing and building captivating and forward-thinking experiences on the web. The thing that I'm talking about, though, is called tbuzz. Tbuzz is this, it's a toolbar thing that you, well, it's not a toolbar thing, you drag it to your toolbar, and when you go to any web page, you can hit this button and it'll bring up this pop-up, and you can tweet about that particular page, and you can basically see the conversation that has gone around about that page. It's quite a nice, simple idea, but you can track the buzz around the page that you've been to. So it's a nice concept. I can expect Arc90 to bring in a lot of these things out in the next couple of months. They're also on twitter.com/arc90. Next link is for all your people who make little validation bits of code for JSON. It's an actual validator to check that your JSON validates or not. Again, this is from Arc90 Labs. It's the reason why I threw it in there as well. Going on to jQuery for a little bit here. I fell upon this the other day looking for jQuery add-ons for WordPress and various stuff like that. It's called Sunday Morning, and what it is, it's a jQuery module which hooks up with Google Translate API, and it also has bookmarklets. So what it allows you to do, it allows website owners to offer the ability to translate your website into 30 languages, which is a really, really cool idea. It means you can just literally right-click and select French or Italian or English or Spanish. I'll be looking to see if they've got a plugin for WordPress. I've not actually investigated any further than actually documenting it down that it was jQuery, put it into a little jQuery section. Nice little site as well, very nice. It's over on sundaymorning.jsalvant.com. Probably said his name wrong, I do apologise. Next link is another piece of jQuery. I actually use something similar to this on the front of me.dm. You slide over the boxes and you get a little bit of text that comes up, but we've actually built our own custom like advertising system, if you like, so it rotates the images. This is sliding boxes and captions with jQuery. Similar thing, but you can do various effects, so you can hover over it and it gets rid of the image and brings you another image up. You can go left, right, up or down. You can go diagonals, you can do all sorts of stuff with it. What makes it look very nice, though, is that on the live demo, you've got all the boxes next to each other, so the first one, it comes up and shows you the name and a link. The next one does the same. The next one goes off to the right. Another one goes to the bottom diagonal. But if you're hovering over them, you know, in a random order, it's got this really nice effect of the things moving left and right. And I think for something like a live stream or something like that, where you've got images or content, I think it'll look incredibly good. Next link is app.twitterfall.com. You probably know what Twitterfall is. Twitterfall is this Twitter-enabled wall where all of the Twitter messages, either hashtags you're tracking or various other tags, drop down from the top of the screen. It's like a little waterfall kind of effect. You can actually get it for your iPhone now on app.twitterfall.com. I debate the fact if anybody's actually going to sit there watching Twitterfall on your iPhone. It would be a bit of a battery killer. It is only 59 pence, $99, $1, 99 cents, that's it. So it's not a lot of money, but I just don't know if I'd ever sit there just watching Twitterfall on my iPhone. It's not the same sort of experience as on the desktop. And finally, I think that's the final link, actually it is. I'll catch up with you all tomorrow. Cheers, bye.